Dissolution, a novel by Stefan Molyneux, freedomain.com/donate, chapter 15. Derek groaned, hot flashes of guilt searing his chest. Chloe had been up most of the night. Anna was teething, which meant a lot of crying and painful breastfeeding. Sometimes babies seemed to be little more than bags of liquid, mucus, drool, poop, and pee, as if their physical form was a kind of mirage hovering over a puddle of life goo. Chloe did not complain, though, which seemed almost superhuman to Derek, who was a bit of a complainer, to be honest. He accepted this term, but rebelled against being labeled a whiner, probably because of the accuracy of that word. There was a thump at the door, and he saw his son's pudgy foot thrusting in. "Daddy!" Brandon cried. Beaming through a face filthy with murdered food, he carried a wobbly tray into the bedroom. "Mommy said no juice, but I snuck it." Derek sat up in alarm. Chloe laughed at spilled liquids. "All kids come from spilled liquid," she said brightly. But Derek had been raised by an OCD mom and felt ancient fear at any and all potential wobbles. "Let me help you with that, buddy," he said, trying to kick the covers aside. "What the hell, does my wife staple them to the mattress?"
"I got it, Daddy," said Brandon, gritting his teeth.
We never really grow up. Our parents just get more and more internalized. Derek's heart pounded as his son approached the bed. He cheered Brandon on internally, but didn't dare say a word. It was the absolute curse of the family that handovers were almost always disastrous. Passing anything meant everything being fumbled and falling. It didn't matter if it was baby wipes or a wallet or keys or a cup of coffee. Frowning mightily, Brandon stumbled and staggered forward. His tray of eggs and toast and a juice cup flew from his hand straight at Derek. Derek tried to catch the, what, eggs or juice is better? The toast was a lost cause. It would fall butter and jam side down due to the malevolent forces of demonic physics. Egg yolks on the duvet could be contained. Juice could seep, horror of horrors, into the mattress, which was about as great an evil as could be conceived of in his childhood home. It was the difference between cushion covers, which could be removed and cleaned, and the actual couch. Derek managed to grab the plate of eggs and toast, but one landed face down on the duvet. With his other hand, he grabbed at the flying juice cup. Orange juice splashed up his forearm. At least it's not cranberry. That would be like absolute blood. But he managed to keep it on the duvet, at least. Derek growled through gritted teeth. "Brandon, be careful!" Brandon stared at him, cocking his head slightly. Derek almost expected him to burst into tears. But he just laughed and leaned forward conspiratorially.
"Mom says it's duvet day. Don't care, Daddy."
Derek's mouth opened, then closed. He felt a weight lift off his rigid shoulders. He smiled and put the plate and cup on the nightstand. He wiped his arm on his T-shirt. His mother hovered in his mind, snarling and scowling.
"Did you make all of this yourself?"
"Yeah. Do you love it? Happy Father's Day, Daddy."
"It's wonderful. Let's kick off the duvet so nothing soaks through. Okay, buddy?"
"Pull!" Brandon's sturdy frame yanked the duvet off the bed. And Derek suddenly thought of the strange strength of little boys and how useful that was on farms. "Move it to the hardwood, okay?"
"Okay, Daddy."
Derek felt an almost sting of tears. His own father had died last year, and he was constantly reminded that he could never use the word again without the fatal letter X. Derek suddenly felt confined and sticky in his bed. He was about to leap up when Chloe appeared in the open doorway, Anna burbling at her breast.
"Did your Father's Day start sufficiently messy, love?"
She smiled.
"Oh, man. Torture, really. My mom would have, do you remember this, had a conniption?" She laughed.
"Whatever happened to that word? It's as dead as a dodo."
"Well, it's not because my mom stopped having conniptions, I can tell you that."
"Yeah," nodded Chloe. "3 calls already this morning. She really wants us to come by, love." Derek ducked his head.
"I know."
She says she's dug up some old videos of your dad when they were courting. She has an old projector. Needs help getting it set up.
Derek groaned. Oh, I don't want to.
I know, murmured Chloe. I know.
Do you think I should?
She pursed her lips. Look, it's Father's Day, not Mother's Day. How, Anna, gentle. My dad wants us over, too. We could spend the whole day in the car, which I know sucks for you. You half live in Servalvo.
What do you want?
Brendan cried. Are you going to eat, Daddy?
Yeah, buddy, sorry, I'm starving.
Derek eyed the congealed eggs on the plate covered with speckles of crumbs. He gritted his teeth and bit into the rescued jam toast.
Try the eggs, Daddy. They were the most work.
In a sec, I will. I promise. Derek raised his eyes to his wife. She walked past the foot of the bed and sat in an armchair in the corner. She beamed at him, a smile so broad and joyful that it felt like a solar flare in his heart. It's your day, love. Whatever you want, we'll make it work.
He swallowed. It's just that, I mean, we went to my mom's for Mother's Day, and you're way better than her.
Chloe just looked at him. Tell me more. She always said that tell me more was more important for a marriage than I love you.
I mean, your parents are great, like living gods, really. They set the standard. Your dad has totally helped me unwind, you know?
Chloe laughed.
Oh, I know. Mom is an hour away. I mean, really. After my dad despawned, I told her to move closer.
All my memories are here. No, they're in your heart, Mom. It's so inconvenient. I mean, when this pair grow up and we have grandkids, I don't care if they're on the moon. We're like right there.
His wife smiled and brushed Anna's curls from her forehead.
You hear that, Annie? It might sound like a threat, but really it's not.
Derek laughed.
Brandon said, I'm bored.
His father nodded. And you have every right to be, all this terrible big person talk.
Despicable. I agree.
Do you want to go to Meemaw's, Derek?
He shook his head. Our candy smells old.
I think it's prehistoric, murmured Chloe. What about Grandma's?
Will Granddad be there?
Oh, he never goes anywhere.
Oh, yeah, cried Brandon. He's like a billion years old, but he's such a great horsey.
His voice lowered.
And he has, like, guns. Pew, pew!
The boy jumped all over the bed. Chloe laughed again, shielding Anna from any wobbly mishaps. Derek took a deep breath.
I tell you, it's Father's Day. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to do anything. And I feel bad, Chloe. I mean, you've been up all night. Don't worry about me. I'm thrilled to be spending more time with Annie.
She leaned down and kissed her baby daughter on the forehead.
Smells heavenly. Let's have a dozen more.
She doesn't really blink, murmured Derek, joy breaking free within him.
She's always watching.
Wazowski! Cried Brandon, completing a line from Monsters, Inc. Derek laughed.
Right, right.
Hey! Cried Brandon. Father's Day, so, Hooky, no lessons today?
No lessons today, kid.
Yay! Let's go catch crayfish. I'm not sure about that, buddy. Daddy worked hard all week.
Brandon frowned suddenly.
To hell with numbers!
Both parents cried, What?
That's what you said to Mommy. I heard.
Derek ducked his head.
Yeah, I probably did.
Sometimes work is like schoolwork, you know? It's good for you. You have to do it,
but you don't have to love it, right?
Right.
Derek, said Chloe seriously, it's your day. You work so hard for us. My job is way more fun than yours. I love you for that.
She blew him a kiss.
What would you do if there were no obligations?
Come here and I'll show you.
She laughed, assuming a family-friendly rating.
I'd love to sit in the backyard.
Sunny today?
Good. Just sit there.
Chatting, playing some catchy throwy with Brandon, singing Annie's favorite frog song, have some potato salad and a beer. Just chat and sit, play, maybe doze a bit. Just a Nothing Day would be everything. Chloe smiled. As His Majesty commands, so shall it be. And I'd like you to handle all the calls and saying no.
Oh, so I have to deal with your mom's pauses and disappointment.
No worries, my patriarch. Play with your son, eat your eggs,
and Annie and I will go and talk your mom off the ledge. Won't we, Annie? Your negative feedback is crying, isn't it, precious? Hers is pauses you could lose an airplane in. But we will let her be silent and not falter, right, kiddo?
Chloe blew another kiss at Derek, scooped Annie to her chest, and walked towards the door.
Launch time, Brandon, she whispered in passing.
With a massive whoop, Brandon gathered all his strength and leapt towards his laughing father, who braced himself for an incoming wrestle bomb.